T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to hear from Cam Hayward. He was really good. We'll hear from him later in the show. He was with reporters earlier today as the Steelers continue preparations for the Kansas City Chiefs. It still feels a bit surreal that their season is still happening. But in the meantime, Ron, there's a bunch of coaching openings. And you texted me this morning and I was thinking along the same lines. What is the best of these? If you were a coach, which one of these openings, if you had your choice, would you take? And the ones that are open right now are Giants.
Yeah. Give me the rundown.
Giants, Vikings, Dolphins, Horses, Broncos, the Bears, and the Jags. Which ones of those, or which one of those, if Ron Cook were a candidate, if you were Jim Harbaugh and people wanted you, which one of those would you say, give me that one if you had your pick of the litter?
You know, I would pick Jacksonville because of Trevor Lawrence. But that organization has been so dysfunctional with the owner there. That would scare me a little bit. But I'm looking at this list of teams, and I mean, Vegas has Derek Carr. He's good.
He's a con man, Ron.
The Jags, though. Yeah, I heard you. You like that horse? I wouldn't mind building the team around Trevor Lawrence, I can tell you that.
I think it's an easy choice with Trevor Lawrence because unless you believe in Tua or you believe in Justin Fields, and I do like Justin Fields, don't get me wrong. I just don't like him as good as Trevor Lawrence. That's an easy one for me. The only problem is Trent Baalke. That's the problem there, that a lot of people think he's meddlesome and a difficult guy to work with. Jim Harbaugh would probably tell you that. That's the problem. But there's only one way to go up, and that's up. There's only one way to go, I should say. Plus, you start out with a wildly talented quarterback. You know what else you get? $72 million in cap space. $72 million.
You make good calls, good decisions. You could get some players with that, couldn't you?
And 10 picks in this year's draft.
What is the worst? Is it the New York Football Giants? You know, that family's owned it. I mean, respected people, but they've just awful, awful.
I know.
The Football Giants. I mean, I think Minnesota has a chance to be good. I think Vegas, obviously. Denver with Horses team out there. I'm just wondering if the Giants is the worst.
For me, it's not, because I'm not still positive that Daniel Jones can't play. But here's the other thing that makes the Giants attractive to me, Ron. 2 top 10 picks this year. 2 top 10 picks, plus it's an organization that does have a rich history. They're completely resetting. I feel like if I was a coach walking in there, I would have leverage to really make it my show. You know what I mean? And 2 top 10 picks. I think that's a pretty good place to start, if you ask me.
Who else? Does the Philly have 2 top 10 picks?
The Jets, the 2 New York teams.
That's right, the 2 New York teams. Wow.
The Vikings would be the last place, even though they have arguably more talent on hand than any of the teams we're talking about. I just don't like Kirk Cousins. I don't. I don't want to start with that. I feel like I can't win. You know, he puts up good numbers. I just don't trust him to ever win. Do you?
No, not to win big. No. I'm going with Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry.
And then there's Miami. That they moved on from Brian Flores, and that's getting a lot of
apparently that was a either or with
criticism.
The GM, him or the GM. Apparently he's not an easy guy to work with, is what I've been reading.
Flores. That he was like Belichick, right?
Yeah.
Well, he also won some games, but when you really look at it, he beat a lot of teams. Well, he beat a lot of bad teams, and then when they had to win a game, they got crushed by the Titans, right? But he also has a losing record in 3 years, so that's kind of hard to ignore.
They went 2-7. They won 7 in a row. Lost 7 in a row. Won 7 in a row.
Yeah.
He turned it around. It's not good enough. But
yeah,
apparently,
but if you're really judging it, he turned it around almost all against horrible teams.
But the word on him is he and the GM were incompatible, and they kept the GM over him.
Yeah, and I think ownership wants maybe to stick with Tua, and he didn't. I think that Brian Flores wanted a different quarterback. Then the Broncos, they need a quarterback too. Ron, it all comes down to the quarterback in the end.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
Which, if you believe in Justin Fields, might make the Bears the best spot. They've got $43 million in cap space, and they have actual talent on hand on defense especially. They've got some players in Chicago. So if you believe in Justin Fields, I don't think that would be a terrible situation, right?
Yeah, but I'm not as quite as hold on him as maybe you are. I mean, I think he has a chance. I just think Trevor Lawrence is going to be just a generational type quarterback. I could be wrong. I thought Carson Wentz was going to be that kind of quarterback too, and he started his career that way, but boy, he hasn't turned out that way.
Fan headlines were also brought to you by the super low home equity rate at Dollar Bank. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. How about we take a closer look at these wild card games, Ron? And I also want to ask you, speaking of coaching openings, you could have any coach in the world right now. Just assume everybody who's not with an NFL team right now already is available. I want to know who you'd pick of all of them. Anybody in the world. You're a GM and an owner now. You get your pick. Jim Harbaugh, Nick Saban, another chance, Dabo Sweeney, Bill O'Brien,
Pat Narduzzi,
Doug Peterson.
Pat Narduzzi.
Who might it be?
Pat Narduzzi.
Is that your choice?
James Franklin.
What's
the kid's name at West Virginia? And he is a kid. He looks like he's 18.
I know. We'll ask you about that.
Neil Brown.
Neil Brown, yes.
He looks like he's 12.
Well, this could be a place for him to grow up in the NFL. I'm going to ask you that question next, Ron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, the coaching carousel continues to spin every year in the NFL. It's about average this year. 6 coaching openings. Makes you think.
I believe 7.
Is it 7?
I believe 7 with Joe Judge getting it.
That's right.
Yesterday, right?
Yep.
Or 2 days ago.
So it can make you think of the Steelers a little bit and stability and how that's nice, but it could also make you think of the Green Bay Packers and how things have gotten better since they hired Guy Lafleur and fired Mike McCarthy. There have been other situations where that actually improves things, right? But mostly it can become mayhem this time of year. And Ron, if you're running a team, if you're an owner, you're a GM, of all the coaches out there who aren't currently tied to an NFL team, you could have your pick. And I'm talking as a head coach. Obviously, coordinators are all in play here. Who would you want?
See, I don't know the coordinators around the league as well as maybe I should. I know the guy in Buffalo, what is it, Dabol?
Dabol, yeah.
He's getting a lot of interest.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking when you told me, you listed a whole bunch of college coaches that I might want, and I'm not interested in doing a rerun with Nick Saban, and I don't think Nick Saban has any desire to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was thinking of? Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
Won a national title with Florida State. They haven't been, when my kid was there, actually, they haven't been very good at all since he left, and he's building Texas A&M into a national power. I think their forecast, like, to be the fourth, or in the way too early poll for next year, I think they're fourth. I like him.
That'd be interesting. Always the question would come up, can he deal with pros the way he did the college kids? But sometimes that gets overplayed. There have been a lot of college coaches who have thrived in the NFL.
Pete Carroll did pretty well, hasn't he?
Tom Coughlin did pretty well, although he ran into some problems here and there with his hard school approach. There have been others who started in college and have succeeded in the pros. That's an interesting pick. Dabol, you know, it's always the question when you look at a coordinator. Is it him or is it the quarterback? Did he allow the quarterback to flourish? Has he been great with Josh Allen? Or when you look at the Bills, is it mostly about Josh Allen? I still can't get that play against the Steelers that he ran. Remember the fourth and one that threw the ball 8 yards backwards?
Yeah, right.
That
was a Matt Canada call almost, wasn't it?
Yes. You don't judge him on one play, I know, but you know, I'm not so sure about him.
I only said him because, I mean, the
improvement. Oh, no, he's a hot candidate.
The improvement Josh Allen made from two years ago to last year is incredible. I mean, the other guys that I think are definitely going to get hired, I think Bieniemy is going to get a job, and I think Leftwich could end up getting a job. And Paul Hackett's kid, who, you know, Paul Hackett was at Pitt, Nathaniel Hackett is getting interviews for a lot of these jobs too. So there's a lot of good young coaches out there.
For sure.
Just need an opportunity.
Right. But with all those.
And who's the kid we talked about the other day?
Luke Getsy. With all the ones you mentioned, the question comes up, is it them or the guys they're with? Who calls the play? Andy Reid, I was watching the Steeler-KC game again. He's got the play chart over there. Is it his offense or Bieniemy's? It's kind of like Matt Patricia. Was it his defense or Belichick's?
And the same thing with Leftwich with BA in Tampa. Bruce Arians is an offensive play caller.
Or Brady. Is it just Brady's off? I don't know. And I like both those guys. I just, you don't know. The same way when it was, a classic example is Matt Patricia. And then I told you about this, Aqib Talib on with the Mannings during the Manning cast this year, former Patriots cornerback. And they said, how much does Belichick get in those meeting rooms? And he looked at them, and then he laughed, and he said, Belichick's the defensive coordinator. You didn't know that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, so I don't know. I don't know with some of these guys who's actually most responsible for the success that they're having.
I guess the way you look at it, if you're looking to hire a Leftwich or a Bieniemy, you know, they're around these so-called geniuses.
Right.
You think they're learning.
That never seems to quite rub off the way you want, though. You know what I mean?
Look, who was Charlie Weiss, for instance, was with.
Who was the famous example for the Steelers? It was somebody under Lombardi. Was it Bill Austin? Maybe somebody before him where the chief got a call that, hey, this guy's really good under Lombardi.
He
just said, okay, I'll take him.
But, I mean, you know, you think if Bieniemy's working closely with Andy Reid,
something's
going to rub off there, and he's going to know how to deal with players and draw up offenses. And
You'd think.
But it doesn't always work out that way. No, it doesn't.
I mean, most of the time it probably doesn't.
Where did Dee LaFleur come from?
That's a good question.
And look what he has done.
Sometimes it's these under-the-radar guys like Mike Tomlin, people like that. I think Bill Cowher is a pretty hot candidate, but sometimes they come out of nowhere, right?
Well, was Cowher a hot candidate? I mean,
I can't remember. Did he have another job?
Was he a special teams coach? Was he D coordinator?
He was D coordinator, yeah.
Tomlin was a defensive coordinator for 1 year.
So Guy LaFleur was the Rams coordinator in 17. Is that the year they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl or no? And then he was,
I want to say 18,
Tennessee's coordinator in 2018. So he was under Mike Vrabel. They finished 27th in scoring offense. I'm looking at it right now. Under McVay, they did have the league's number one scoring offense in 2017, but that's another one. Is it McVay, the boy genius, or was it Guy Lafleur? Part of it has to be resume, Ron, I think. And then I think the biggest part of it has to be because your job as a head coach is, I think, mostly dealing with people.
And motivating people.
It has to be the interview. That's what Tomlin got.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say the same thing. You can be the greatest coach in the world, and if you fail the interview, I mean, you're not going to get an opportunity. Or you can be just a mediocre coach, but if you can wow them in the interview, you might get a job.
Right. Because if you do it there in that room, a lot of times, you know, that's indicative of how you deal with other people. And I bet you Guy Lafleur was the same. Now, it didn't hurt that he had the league's number one offense. But again, was that him or McVay? What about Jim Harbaugh?
I don't know. He was successful with the 49ers and went to the Super Bowl, right? Lost to his brother and the Ravens. I just haven't been impressed what he's done at Michigan until this year, finally beating Ohio State. I've never been a huge fan of his. I don't know if he wants to go back to college or not. Go back to the pros. Again, he's highly speculated for Jacksonville, right?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that to me would be awfully tempting. I said, told this story many times when I talked to Arians about, you know, when he was like an interim coach, when he, who was the guy's name? Chuck in Indianapolis that got sick.
And, Pagano.
Yeah, and Chuck, and B.A. took over for him. And I said, B.A., do you want to be a head coach again? He goes, wouldn't mind. And he goes, I'm not going anywhere where they don't have a quarterback, though, because you can't win. And all of a sudden, you know, Trevor Lawrence is sitting there in Jacksonville now. I think I would be awfully tempted to take that job.
I would go for Jim Harbaugh in a second. I would. This is a guy who won 12 games at Stanford. He went to the pros. He got San Francisco to a Super Bowl. That little run they had, man, if it weren't for the Legion of Boom, that could have been really something that they had going. They were really good in San Francisco. You could say, Kaepernick was really good one year, but I wouldn't say he had, you know, all-time elite great quarterbacks, right? And then he goes to Michigan, and you're right, he didn't beat Ohio State. And for people in Michigan, that's the biggest deal of all. But when I look at his record overall, he's won 10 games, 4 different times. 4 times in 6 full seasons, he won double-digit games.
Joe,
he wins.
I got a little information, no news
what?
Here, a little news.
What do you got?
Trump our coaches talk.
Please.
I don't know what to make of this. Coming from the Pittsburgh Steelers 9 minutes ago, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster will practice today but remains on the reserve injured list. I don't think he's going to play Sunday night, but they said the window is now open for him to come back. If they would happen to win this game, could he come back for the Tennessee game? I guess theoretically he could come back for this game. But I can't imagine them putting him out there with 2 days of practice. But Juju has returned to practice.
Holy corn follicles. I didn't expect that one, although I did see somewhere. And
that's
I didn't take it seriously. Did somebody ask me in the mail? Somebody asked me in my mailbag, what about Juju? Somebody said, I'm hearing it's a possibility, something like that. I don't even think I answered the question because I thought it was too crazy.
Well, I can't imagine him playing this week with 2 days of practice. But the window's open for him now. What if they happen to win this game? Could he play next week?
He's eligible this week, though, right?
The
window
him,
is open.
The window's clock starts now when he returns to practice. I'm assuming you can take him off at any. He's still on injured reserve, okay? But the clock starts on, what do they have, 3 weeks,
I think,
to determine whether.
What if later in the day we heard word that Tuitt was the same? Can you imagine that?
Don't even say that. That's unbelievable.
They'd become a different team. Although, you know, what could
Again,
you realistically
you
expect?
Practice,
I don't know.
Don't play at all and don't practice. That's why I would be, you know, I'm not shocked at much. I would be shocked if Juju would play this week. But next week, maybe.
What an eye-opener. What an eye-opener that is.
If there is a next week.
Which is why he might play this week, Ron.
I just happened to see that. The Steelers sent this out. activated to practice, but still on injured reserve.
Very, very interesting. Now, Tomlin kind of has to speak every day during the playoffs, correct?
No, I don't think.
No?
Well, maybe. I don't know how that works. I know he's available, has to be available if requested. So I'm sure maybe they'll request him today.
Wow. All right. That's interesting, especially with James Washington. I mean, it would be under any circumstances, but James Washington still in COVID protocol. And I think that Ben hasn't just missed Juju. He's desperately missed him, Ron. I think he has. I think Juju is a guy that he trusts
get
open.
One other note, James Washington cleared, activated from the COVID list.
That's interesting to me as well, because this style of defense that they're going against, I think he does one thing well. It's the 50-50 ball along the sidelines in the end zone, and there will be opportunity for those kinds of plays,
I understand a tweet from Caboli here saying, Juju practiced today but on IR. His 21-day clock starts, could be back for the Super Bowl. They don't have to wait 21 days to bring him back, is my understanding.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see a clarification here. Maybe.
But it's just interesting.
It's interesting.
I was not expected to look down here and saying Juju is practicing today.
Me neither. That's really interesting. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Top of the hour, we're going to hear from Cam Hayward earlier today. My understanding is he was very interesting, as he always is.
At least had one good line anyway, didn't he?
Yeah.
Involving hot dogs.
Involving hot dogs, yes. You can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And you can watch live video of the goings-on in here. It's almost time for Horses Afternoon Apple. He's been kicking his heels in that stable of his. Ron's going to go in and just drop an apple in there, and we'll see if Horse eats it. Can you imagine better viewing than that?
He likes a bucket of oats every now and then.
Yeah. Likes to keep himself regular. 93.7thefan.com. Shows, live video. That's where you want to go to catch all the action happening in the studio. It's Cook and Joe. Now, I may have a different opinion, just theoretically here, if it was Juju getting some of those passes short of the sticks compared to Ray Ray or even other people, Ron. Juju is a guy who, when Ben goes to him, and he made a habit of it these last couple years, certainly last season, throwing to Juju on third and eight, a 5-yard pass. And when it's Juju at his size, that's a whole different ball game. It may take eight guys to bring him down, and he just might get that first down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And he did it quite often. Well, Ben last year called him the best third down receiver in football. Called him that in the offseason. And then when he signed here again, surprisingly said, we just have got the best third down receiver in football back.
I'm not thinking that he's going to play, of course not, but you just never know. All right, here's Mike Florio. He usually has a handle on these things, right? The Steelers could get an unexpected boost at receiver for a playoff run. Juju designated for return. They have 21 days to activate him if they continue to advance. 21 days. So that reads like any time within those 21 days.
My understanding too. I
can you call Caboli and tell him that? Or was he just being funny with that?
No. He tweeted out. He could be back for the Super Bowl. I think if that's going to be if he has to wait till the Super Bowl, where chances are we're not going to see Juju this season. But it's an interesting thought if he could play maybe next week.
Man, I'll say. All right. Well, I think the onus in the meantime.
And James Washington is also back. He got cleared from COVID.
And you know what?
That could be a factor.
It could be a factor.
Right, right.
He's, to me, the biggest mystery of this season, and it's not even close. What in the world?
Devin Bush?
Well, at least Devin Bush, I mean, he was hurt. So, yes, it's been very odd to watch that play out, but he has an excuse.
Yeah.
What happened to James Washington?
He fell off the face of the earth, didn't he?
This was a guy who a couple years ago, when Duck was in there, won them a game with some spectacular catches against Cleveland, for example. I mean, it's not like he's never done anything, right?
Right. No, he's made plays.
He had 5 touchdowns last season, even though his playing time was down last year. 5 touchdowns in 13, what? He played in all 16, I guess, but only 7 starts. If there's one thing that James Washington does well, it's get up in the air. Jerry Dulac has said there's not a more acrobatic up-in-the-air receiver for the Steelers since Lynn Swann. He said that once about James Washington.
That's a mouthful.
That body
there.
Control. He's specifically talking about one type of
Couldn't
catch.
Antonio make those catches?
Yeah, I guess.
Doesn't Claypool make those catches? He might fall down then, but he makes
I don't know
catches.
That when that was written that Claypool was around here, you know? I've seen James Washington make some great catches. Haven't you?
Absolutely I have, but not so many this year.
No. Here it is. Here it is, Ron. Here's what was written. Let me make sure of this. Let me confirm it for you first. By Jerry Dulac. Here it is. I've got the quote. August 31st, 2020. You ready for it?
Yep.
James Washington elevates better and with more grace and athleticism than any Steelers receiver since Lynn Swann.
Wow. When was the date?
It was August 31st, 2020. So training camp of last season.
Yeah, not that long ago.
He said Roethlisberger will have a new pair of 6'5" targets in Claypool and Ebron, but no receiver can go up and get a ball like Washington. His aerial show is a daily component at camp. And this was after the guy was in the league for a couple of years. Whatever we think of that, I don't think there's any doubt that if you're going to press a guy like James Washington and the option is to throw him a 50-50 ball, if he does anything well, he can do that well. If there's ever a game that he can make a play or two, I would think this would be the one. You?
Yeah. I mean, he should get playing time, right? I would think he'd be at least the 4th receiver. They had Cody White in some of the game last week.
They can't keep going to Ray McLeod like this. I know he made some plays, but you can't target him more combined than you do Deontay and Claypool, which is what they did in the first half in Kansas City, Ron. He had 9 targets. Did Canada draw up that game plan?
I don't know.
He think he was watching Jerry Rice?
I don't know.
Ben just decide to throw to McLeod,
you know,
9 times?
Ben clearly feels comfortable throwing to him. I just wish he wouldn't throw him to him for 4 yards on 3rd and 6.
I wish he wouldn't throw to him most of the time. Once in a while is fine. He's a 3rd receiver for a reason. He should probably be a 4th receiver.
Joe, I you know, we were talking earlier about the guy and you, whoever was from Fox that said this is like an exhibition. That they should sit players and everything. Here's 2 different takes from Pro Football Talk. Your boy Florio.
Yeah.
And MDS, I don't know what that stands for, but there's MDS's take. This will be Ben Roethlisberger's last game, and I think it'll be ugly for the Steelers who – don't have the personnel to keep up with the Chiefs. Chiefs 34-33, Steelers 14. Okay?
Yeah.
Florio. This one is setting up to be another memorable night for the Steelers and a forgettable one for the Steelers. All reason and common sense suggests a Kansas City win, but with Mike Tomlin coaching and Ben Roethlisberger entering his final postseason run and the Steelers embracing a natural and authentic nothing-to-lose vibe, they can do the unthinkable if they can deliver an early uppercut to a flat-footed favorite with players who, no matter what they hear from the coaching staff, will approach this one like an easy win that it should be. It won't be. Steelers 27, Chiefs 24.
Wow. All right.
Interesting.
I'm kind of there with him.
Interesting.
I'm getting there with him.
I liked his analogy, an uppercut to a flat-footed opponent. The Chiefs come out, they think they killed them the last time, and all of a sudden it's 10-0, 14-0 Pittsburgh. And then everything gets a little tighter, right?
Yes.
Now, you still got Mahomes, and what, we saw 26-0, Houston was ahead of
them. Exactly.
And he can bring you back, but it still makes it a little more interesting.
Percent
you
chance.
You got to get off to a fast start, though. You got to get off to a fast
start. At least
start.
An even start.
Right.
At least
and
even.
I think you have to have an early lead.
I mean, I'll be okay if it's 7-6 Kansas City after the first quarter or 14-13 after the half. It would be nice to get a lead, But I'll take not falling behind 29-0,
30-0,
or 14-0,
right,
or 10-0,
right.
Just keep it even.
I just thought that was interesting, and I like that flat-footed opponent, a hit, a big uppercut.
Percent chance, and I know I love to ask that question.
You love the percentages.
That this becomes Ben's Dan Marino last game. That this turns into an epic
73
disaster.
73-3.
62-7.
Is that what it was? I was there. I'll never.
But of course, I'm not saying that'll be the score, but just a, just a horrific final game.
Well, if it's 36-10 like the last time, that'll qualify as horrific, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that.
Well, Marino was 11 for 25 for 95 yards and two interceptions. So it would be, I'm speaking really mostly of
Wani
Ben.
Wani was the coach, I believe.
Jimmy Johnson.
That Jimmy was Johnson his last was game then, too, because yep. Wani got rid of Marino.
Right.
He made the call to get rid of Marino. Okay.
I'm just talking.
I was there in Jackson.
Were you?
I was there, absolutely.
I think there's a small percentage chance that this could go off the rails. It could be Ben gets hurt a little bit early in the game and tries to play through it. It could be they fall behind and things just go off the rails.
Hurt, something like that.
But specifically with Ben, I'm talking.
Yeah.
There's a chance it could be that. I'm not betting on it, but part of me wonders if everything falls apart. It could happen, but Ron, it could.
You know, I've held my breath all year for Ben, especially early when he was taking that beating. And I guess it hit me the most in Minneapolis, those four hits he took in the first half. Still don't know how he got up. And I'm thinking, just let him get through the season without getting some major injury. Let him go out without getting hurt. And you got at least one more game to think about that.
Can I predict a James Washington touchdown in this game,
you
Ron? I think I'm hung up on James Washington all of a sudden.
You get hung up. You go down these rabbit holes, and you take left turns when you should take a right turn.
I know. I do see this season he had catches of 30, 42, 30, and 19. I think he's going to make one big play. He also has two touchdown catches. You remember the one in Minnesota, right? Weren't you there?
This year?
Yeah.
I was. I don't remember it.
Well, I'm sorry that he didn't make an impression on you, but he did catch one.
I remember the one at Cincinnati from Duck that won that game, right?
He also caught a touchdown against the Lions in the 16-16 tie. So, yes, I'm going to make that prediction. James Washington makes at least one big play in this game.
Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody wondering now about Juju. I wonder if Tomlin will rule him out today if Tomlin speaks. Will he?
Doesn't have to. Could just say, hey, we're going to take a look at him, see what he's got. You know, I guess he could say he's out, but, you know, keep him guessing in Kansas City a little bit.
What an interesting development. Casey just joined us.
Now Juju's a veteran. He's been around. He knows the offense, you would think. I just don't know how you can send a guy out there on really
right.
one day of
practice. No, but you make a good point. There's zero learning curve for him.
Right.
I mean,
he's one of those guys that, you know, like a Dan Moore or a Kendrick Green couldn't do that. Juju maybe could.
3 days practice.
Really,
one of them a walkthrough.
Really only one.
But that's the development. Well, no, two, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, but tomorrow's really not. Yeah, it is, I guess. And then Saturday's a walkthrough.
That's the development, is he's designated to return from injured reserve and was slated to rejoin practice today. So what do we make of that?
It's happened so long ago. That was in the Denver game that he got hurt, right? He got popped on that shoulder.
He did. That was ugly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.